Thanks, friend. Do you have your seatbelts on? You're all strapped in? I know it's 9:45 for me. This is like midday, so get ready. All right, advertising. Why are we advertising? Why do we do this? What are the ads supposed to do?
Sell a product
and get what? Somebody to do
something.
Send in a coupon, right? Make a phone call, show up and purchase something. We need response. That's the purpose. So what do your ads need to do? They need to do, number one thing, have stopping power. They need to stop the reader. And as I mentioned in my writing workshop yesterday, you have 1 second for them to make that decision to look at your ad. That's a 1 second decision. Then if they do this, they have 3 seconds in which they're going to read it or look at it. So you need appeal. Something has to appeal to their attention. Something. Powerful graphics. Compelling copy. You need something to stop them so they'll read your message. With the clutter today, there's something like, I don't know how many millions of messages that you're getting on a regular basis, that nowadays it takes 8 impressions for you to get the message one time. That's how much clutter there is in advertising. Okay, so you need clarity of message. You need to understand what the ad's about. Have you ever seen an ad you go, what was that about? You know what I mean? It's like, it's really nice. It looks pretty, what was that? Who was the client? You have no idea. But it looks good, but you don't know what it's about. Immediate comprehension. So you need clarity of message, instantaneous, like that. They've got to get it. The marriage of visual and copy, same thing. You must have the visual marry the copy. If the copy is great, the visual is weak or doesn't relate, right, it's working twice as hard. If the visual is fantastic, the copy is weak, you'll do better because at least you stop them with the visual. But you want them both to be equally wonderful. Readability, easy to understand. Now, aside from readability, we have another word that we have in layout that we don't usually talk about in copy, legibility. So when you're using typefaces and type fonts and different families of impressions from type, the type itself has to be legible. Now, you know what script looks like. It's real pretty. It's nice for invitations, but don't let your ad be all copy and script because you can't read. It's hard to read. Reverse type is hard to read. Use it for headlines and for special effects. But to read a whole ad in reverse type, unless there's very little copy, it's very hard to see, very hard to read. So legibility, a judicious use of typefaces and styles. If you have a fancy initial cap, don't have every word like that. Have one here and one there, and then it has a wonderful impact. But if everything is hard to read, because you know there's 100 million typefaces, and oh, let's use all of them today, you know that's not going to work. And a lot of new artists do that. It's like a new crayon box, every color. Oh my God, we have 106 now, let's put them all together. That's not what you want to do. You want to make sure that what you're using, in fact, 2 or 3 is plenty, sometimes just one for the whole ad. You can use the same typeface with different effects, italics, bold, shadow, outline, and it's the same typeface, so it looks related. Balance. I'm forever talking about balance. I say, when does it ever end? You can look at something in a room and the room looks balanced. There are 2 light fixtures on the back and they're exactly apart from each other and there's balance there. The phone isn't exactly centered, but okay, you know, but that's a little asymmetrical. When you design an ad, you should look for balance. It could be empty on one side and have all kinds of material on the other side, but it has balance because one side is empty. It could be asymmetrical and still be balanced, something on the upper left, something on the bottom right. But look for balance in composition and you will sharpen your skills and fine-tune your graphic judgment the more you do this. It gets better and better. Okay, white space. I love white space. It's like this. Visual silence. See how that just gives your mind a break? I seldom do that, but it's really a good thing to do. I do it in print, but not as much auditorially. Reward the reader. You got their attention. Thank them for being there. You know, you ever have a guest at your house? You don't just throw them out the door and say, see you. You thanks for stopping by. Make sure the reader gets a reward. Glad that they bothered to read it. Over here, the overall impact, the last impression that they're going to get when they finish looking at the ad, what's the overall impression? And of course, if you ever hear me say anything, and I don't mention a call to action, just shoot me dead because I should be buried immediately. Call to action is what you want them to do. Sometimes you have a great ad, but nobody says what to do at the end of the ad. So they read it and you just turn the page. Call, phone, fax, show up, send a carrier pigeon, do something. You need to do something. Now, that's your overall checklist and you have everything in the handout. You don't have to write. Let's say you want to just start. You need a beginning. You want to begin. So how do we begin? How do we start doing a layout? What is it that we do to get the ad from our head to the paper? Well, I know this seems like a silly beginning, but decide what size the ad is. Why? Because if you have an itty-bitty amount of space, you can't have tons of copy. And if you have a huge ad, and maybe you only need two words, fine, but you have a visual palette, a whole canvas to work from. So you need to know what size are you starting with. Maybe you don't know specifically, but close. Because if it's double truck, that's two side to side. If it's one full page, a half a page, quarter page, eighth of a page, itty bitty. You need to know that. That dictates everything. Then plan your layout for emphasis. What is the important thing about the ad? Are we showing the product? Are we showing the person? Are we showing copy, type, text, the visual effect? What do you want to emphasize? Pick something, anything, and try to pick one thing. Because you've seen, I'm sure, the car ads all over the country, they're the same, right? It's the total visual clutter, and you say to yourself, why are they that way, right? Do you ever ask yourself, why are car ads like that everywhere in the country? Does anybody know why? Because that's how men buy. That's how they shop. They shop tires the same way. They want to see a lot of stuff to choose from. And they know the prices. They go down point by point, and they find it's a discovery to find something in clutter. It's wonderful. They feel right at home that way. No, it's true, and it's not a sexist thing. It's a fact. And men shop for tires differently than women shop for tires. Men shop, they know every number, and that's how they shop. They know the exact number, the radial, the this, the that. They know, and they want a listing of that particular number and how much is that particular tire. And how do women shop for tires? What do we look for? Huh? You look for
safety.
Safety. Women shop more for safety even than for cost. The men tend to know the product number and the cost and how much it's going to be. Women shop tires for safety. We think completely differently. Like we talked about that yesterday. Michelin, is a lot riding on your tire? That whole question about a lot riding on your tire is to the women. It's to us. So we don't need to see 100 million numbers. Does anyone go buy a tire? Do you ever look at the number? Does anybody know what number your tire is? Does anybody care what number your tire is? No. Is it safe? Does it stop? That's all you want to know, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So when women go out to buy a tire, they don't need to know the number. They just need to know that it's a safe tire to buy. So we don't need all those listings and listings. So how do you shop when you're shopping for tires? What would get a woman in to a tire store as opposed to another tire store? What do we have not enough of ever?
Service
and what else?
Time.
So if we could accomplish something while they're fixing our tires or changing our tires, it'd be a time saver, right? And if it's a safe tire and a time saver and the cost is not more and you're okay. I one time did a presentation and a guy in the audience said, he came up with this great idea when we talked about tires. He said, I have a great headline. I said, okay. He says, we give women tips. I said, I love it. Nail tips. You go in and get your car serviced, and you get the tires done, and you get a manicure and a pedicure. And I said, we give women tips. What a great headline. A guy came. I said, "That's you're thinking the way the consumer is thinking. So that ad has stopping power. That ad really works. So in looking for emphasis, the emphasis there is talk to the audience, and what is it that they want, and what do they need, and what's important to them. The emphasis in the ad and the layout, what is important in the layout. And when he said we give women tips, that was excellent. That's wonderful. Design different layouts for consideration. When you're planning your layout, come up with a couple of different layouts, roughs. I don't mean you should be spending forever and ever on it. Roughs. Just loose, and we'll do some of those. Decide how many visuals, how many pictures, how many items, how many products, how many people are you going to show. You need to know how many so you can balance everything, and how many copy blocks. That's blocks of text. So you can start, for instance, you have your ad and it looks like this, let's just say, okay, and you have your product, it looks like that. You can decide, okay, I only have one product. How many copy blocks do I want? Do I want two? Do I want three? And you have your little logo and you have an ad. Again, we're going to do these in like minutes flat, right? I don't need time. All right, or if you say I have a lot of pictures, I can do my text this way, right, with a big headline. There's your balance, there's your layout. So knowing how many of whatever you have, and just always blocks and lines, you can do any kind of layout. Because you're laying out the elements. That's what you need to start with. And let's say you have a lot of little pictures. Okay, so if you had a lot of little pictures, and you wanted to go this way, you could do that. And you could do like longer copy blocks this way if you wanted to. You can do whatever you want to do. But you need to start with boxes and lines. Boxes and lines will get you started. Okay, that's a beginning of how to do a quick idea of how many visuals and how many copies. Understand how your target market thinks. We talked about the tires. If you understand how your target market thinks, you'll be very, very successful. Create a message with stopping power. Come up with a good, big idea. Come up with something really powerful. And you do that by understanding what they want. The wisdom is, again, what is in it for me? What do they want? And make sure your layout and your message work as a unit. Okay, now the rest of these other pages, you can look through. Analyzing layout for impact, using type as an organizational tool, considering balance and composition, and asking yourself how to improve it. Let me give you something now that'll get you cooking. 1, 2, 3. Ad formats. I want to start with this. What this is a library of layouts. And the reason I find this extremely effective is that you'll be able to go home immediately, within the next couple of seconds, and be able to lay something out just by knowing what are these different formats. So let's start with Mondrian. Does anybody know who he was? Yes, this is an intelligent group. Artists. He was an artist. And his technique was to have different sized boxes and rectangles. So he has all different shapes and sizes, and this is a Mondrian layout. So if you have a lot of things and you need to put them together in an organized way, you need to memorize the words. You just need to think Mondrian, the artist. He did boxes, different sized rectangles. And look how organized this looks. And there's many different elements in this one particular ad. So that's a Mondrian. And the second under that is picture window. This is a picture window. How do you describe to me a picture window for an ad? If you didn't know what it was and somebody couldn't see it, what's a picture window? What does it look like to you? Like a big picture, like, you know, think of a big window in your house, a big picture window with some type. Picture window is another type of layout, a huge visual. Okay, that's another type of layout. So we have Mondrian, we have picture window. We have poster, where we have very little type. Okay, just have a little bit of type. It looks more like a poster than it does an actual ad. There's another one that looks like a poster. Simple instructions for changing your spare tire, YMCA. It looks like a poster. The visual is very powerful in this, the big belly, and the guy holding his love handles, and simple instructions for changing your spare tire. So another type of ad is copy heavy, all type. So if we have an all type ad, all we have to do is just put some copy in the layout. You can have a visual if you want to, and it's just a lot of text. There's nothing wrong, there's nothing good, there's nothing bad. These are different options for you to do something really, really quickly. So all type is just words. This was a pick and pack. Alamo wanted to have something that sounded like Peter Piper. So we developed Peter Palmer picked the perfect package for Papa Palmer's party in Portland. People came from Providence, Peoria, Pompano, and even Palm Springs with particular preferences. The Providence Palmers poured into their mid-sized rental Alamo with Pam and Penelope, prearranged by Plan Ahead Paula, and picked up, and it continues like that. So it's all type, and because the copy was so important to them and they really wanted more and more and more about PPP, like we have a perfectly predictable because they have Penny, Perry, Porter, Page, and their poodle pom-pom, a persnickety pooch with pizzazz. So the copy continued, so they didn't need any visuals. You can also do all type and have very light type, but there's no pictures. Now the next kind of layout is a frame. That's where you have something that's working as a border all the way around the ad. Okay? A frame ad. And here's another frame with just words. And let me show you the next ad. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the next one that we used a frame layout. Problem solution. Problem was it was a resort. Nobody could find it. People would get there. They were wandering around for hours and hours. They're really annoyed that they had to wander around. They show up and they go, okay, where's my room? And they're really angry. So to change that negative of not being able to be found into a positive, we did a frame billboard and a frame ad. And here's what we did. We made it hard to find and still couldn't keep it a secret. So the idea is when you go on vacation, you don't want to be found. So you get to this huge billboard without any of this copy, and that's all the billboard said was, we make it hard to find and still couldn't keep it a secret. And we wouldn't tell you which way to turn because we don't want other people to show up. So it would tell you when you made your reservation, when you get to the billboard, turn right. But don't tell anybody else. People walked in, they were so happy. They said, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody. Because we just turned it around and said, don't tell anybody what to do with that billboard. So that concept, that, and it worked, because now it wasn't a negative. It was like you had to be on the inside to know how to get there. So we took the frame concept and used it both in the billboard and both in the print ad. So this is very easy to do. I'm going to have, let's do a client. Give me any client. Come up with a client, anybody. Give me a
nonprofit organization.
Give me the name of it.
Women in Communications.
Okay, Women in Communications. Okay, I promise I wouldn't pick on this table. Okay, anyone on this table, want to come up and do a frame ad for Women in Communications? 2 seconds it'll take you. Can anyone see anything? Run up and do it. Quick, quick, quick. Anybody? Women in Communication frame ad. This is so easy. You guys are like glued to your seats. I'll give you a quick how to do it, okay? Watch. It's that simple. And you put whatever you're going to put on the inside. It's a frame. It has your name. Simple. You could reverse it out. But that's, a frame is the easiest type of ad to do in the whole world. Just any kind of border. Even if you did this and said, okay, I can do 2 lines inside a line, and you did this, how long is this taking me? There's your frame ad. Right? And all type is just simply just lots and lots of lines. There's your all type ad. You see how fast this is? This is not brain surgery. You don't have to even think about this. Believe me. If you feel compelled to come up and do a Mondrian, I'll leave the board up. If you want to sit still, that's fine. I know for some of you are like glued there. Okay, now circus ads. Remember we talked about the car ads? And everybody says, oh, they're so horrible, they're so horrible, they sell product. So as horrible as they are, they work. What other products come in a circus with a lot of stuff? What other kinds of...
Circuit City.
Grocery stores, furniture, some furniture stores do that. Do they work?
Yeah.
They work.
I don't read them. A lot of people do.
A lot of people read them. That's why they don't change them. If you go to a client and they're a car ad and they won't change it, that's why, because it works. Ask yourself, did you ever have a yard sale or garage sale? Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make it real neat? Nobody buys anything? Mm-hmm. Did you ever notice that? It has to be a mess, and they feel like they discovered something, a find, a treasure. Same thing with circus ads. They feel like they found something in this whole mirage of things. They really feel like, when they see this clutter, they feel like they found something. So when you have a lot of stuff in the ad, and here's another one that's like a circus. Question?
And you said that's more predominant when you have a male consumer?
Yes. Car shoppers... men tend to shop more that way. Now, if you're with somebody who's a car shopper and they're going to pull out these ads, they're going to show you how to shop like that. But a woman generally wouldn't start shopping with the car ad till a husband, boyfriend, other comes in and says, well, let's look, you're looking for a car, let's get the car ads out. But women tend to just maybe go to the showroom and look around and want to try the car and see the car. And we're more hands-on. We want to see it, feel it, touch. We want to see what that car looks like, handles. But they'll just go right to the listing, get the price, and then go over. They shop differently, and it's not good or bad. It's just a different process.
So if you're in a particular industry and the standard is these garage sale ads, as we call them,
yes.
To try to change that format or upgrade that format is not necessarily...
It may not be a good thing. It's not always good to change a format that's busy because they've been using it forever and ever, ever, and their market is used to seeing it like that. So if you made it really neat and only had one or two cars... The car shopper who's shopping the listings is not going to come out because there's not enough. They figure you don't have any selection. So why come to you? See? You only have 2 cars in? Okay, well, forget it. That's how they think. It's the truth. That's why it's nationwide. Wherever I travel in the country and I pull out car ads, it's the same car ad. Different colors, different cars. Here's another circus. This one isn't quite as busy, but it has a lot of elements. You see? It has a lot of elements. Another type of ad, which is very, very effective, and I know I'm going to just give you a little hint, since I see you don't want to get up. Punish me, why don't you? Okay, so if I did this, once upon a... Get it? Once upon a time, a little... Girl, you're good. Went to the To the store. We'll have to have like little items on the shelf. Forgive me. To the store. Little items on the shelf. Okay. And she smiled when she found her pet, and then you'd fill in whatever it would be. If it's rabbit, okay. That's a rabbit. Okay, so this type of format, now that you've seen how to do it, where it's part picture, part words, it's called Rebus, R-E-B-U-S. And it's a real fun format. If you have like a pizza restaurant or something like that, you could show we have all kinds of toppings, and you could have a round one or a square one or a, and you have thin or deep, and you could do it with pictures, and it's a lot of fun. Even menus or placemats are really effective in Rebus because they're fun to read. So the Rebus format is, so now, if I said to you Mondrian, can you picture it? What is it? Boxes. Okay, what's frame? Border. Okay, what's all type? All type. You guys are good. You guys are good. And what's Rebus? Picture and words. What's circus? Like a card, very busy. Say you did, and you studied? Nah, not a minute. I don't have time for studying. So Rebus looks like this, right? So now if you needed to, let's say you had to go back and do an ad like that, and you had a product, a client with a lot of products, but you could tell a story. You don't have to sit like, oh, what kind of ad am I going to do? You could do a Rebus. You go back, oh, I got a Rebus. I could do that. And you have immediately a layout that you know is going to work. So here it is, copy, 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 and you can put in the copy. This little boy named Jack lived in a beautiful house, and he had a pet rabbit. And his favorite thing was when his whole family went out to have a picnic. You see, you could just continue and continue, any story you want. So Rebus works really, really well. Another format that's very easy to do, no-brainer, is multi-panel. Now, it's just a series of panels, any way you want to have them. It doesn't have to be any particular number of panels, any particular type of panels. It's any layout, and you can have your panels like this, and your copy this way. It doesn't matter, but there's panels, and usually they're pretty much the same size as opposed to the Mondrian. We have a lot of boxes. So multi-panel, and there it is. Anything you want to put in the little boxes, you can either have them in boxes, ovals. You don't have to have a box. Okay, usually the panel has little boxes in them, but if you don't want to, I'll show you another one where you don't have to. Here's an example of an ad using multi-panel. Double truck, and you see all the different ways to prepare lemons. They want to show all different methods, all different recipes. They show you a ton of stuff from Sunkist. And they have a little coupon, call to action. And what type of format is that? Multi-panel. Easy. Okay, the next one is, oh, here's a multi-panel. I want you to see this. Avoid the coming recession. And it's a man losing his hair. And each panel he has less and less. So avoid the coming recession. And you can see how that's multi-panel and how that would work in an ad. See it? Okay, this is called silhouette. And silhouette is where the image has no background. The image juts out into the page. Like you see how my hand is casting a shadow? You know, if you do those finger puppets, that's a silhouette. Like a silhouette against the shade. All right, here is a silhouette, and these are separate ads. They just happen to look like multi-panel because they're together. I just want you to see the campaign. And these are silhouette because they jut out into the page. The world's greatest zoo is right under your nose, and it's the nose of an anteater. The world's greatest zoo is right under your nose, and it's a camel, and the last one is an alligator. But you see there's no background? You see how the image juts out into the page? It's called silhouette. If they ran one on top of the other, it'd be silhouette and multi-panel, right? Okay, another type of ad, so if you're looking to do ads, is a big headline. Now, like, remember we had the big picture? What was the big picture called? Picture, window. You see, you didn't even study. It's all up there forever. It'll be there forever. Don't you love stuff like that? There. It's in there. Yeah, right there. So the big picture window has a huge visual. The big headline has what? Big headline. The headline can take the whole top of the page, a whole third of the page, half a page, almost the whole page with just little copy. And you've seen ads with big headlines. Let's say you have a huge message. 95% off today only. Going out of business. That's a huge, you don't want it. That, what else do you have to say? So big, big type. The next type of layout is something that is letter, L-E-T-T-E-R, letter inspired. It could be the layout is the shape of a letter, or the copy is in the shape of a letter, or the entire text is in a shape of a letter. Here we have the letter T. The girl looks like a T. Tailor-made for your trade, the Miami Herald, big T. There's a T everywhere. Look at Y&R, Young and Rubicam, in New York. What they did was they used Y&R with the ampersand, and all of the shapes, every line of the Y, every line of the R, is made up with the names of their clients. So what it says is, thank you all to all our clients for making us what we are. And the clients make them Y&R. Very creative use of letter-inspired type. You see how they did that? So all the clients make up the letter. Another way to do the letter is where the type is set like the letter L. See how all the type is set like the letter L? You can do it this way, where the type, if it were turned, would be the letter V. But the way it's sitting, it's like a little arrow. It's still letter-inspired because you can see how it was inspired by the letter V. So you can use the actual letter as an element to design your ads. So give me an ad, a client, that reminds you of a letter. It's real easy. Can anyone think of a client that looks like any letter at all? The product itself. Go, Charlotte. Huh? Okay, Kmart. Yeah, they have a letter right in the name. Exactly. Right. You could do something with a big K. AT&T has letters. But how about a product that looks like a letter?
Apple.
Tires. Apple. Okay, so if you had the tire ad, right? Okay, what could we say under that visual? Well, we could do something with the letter O. What could you do? What could we do with the letter O to make this an ad and use letter-inspired layout? O. Thank you. So you could do this. Oh, boy, what a sale. And there's your ad. There's your letter-inspired. It's like so simple, right? You guys are laughing. You don't have to spend your whole life on this. Yeah, I'm serious. You go, I can't believe that. But it's true, right? I mean, you could do something with the letter T if you wanted to. Tree sale and all these little things could be branches. If it were birds, whatever it is. What about when you do the whole Christmas thing? Is there any kind of letter that comes to mind? If there was something else we could do with it, maybe this part of it. Something down here with this part. The whole thing doesn't have to be a letter. Part of it could be a letter. You could even do little trees in a row. For instance, if you did this. And because the way they're lined up, it looks like the letter L. Just the shape of it, and you could do something in here. Jingle bells, just something as simple as that. Now, so letter inspired can be very effective in the product. What else is the letter O? What other, it's a food that you would eat that's in a circle. Cheerios, yes. What about donuts? Couldn't you do donuts in a big circle? Yes, you could. Yes, Anne. The J and B, yes. J and B. That is so wonderful. That's like this. That's a great, that whole campaign is wonderful. That's the J&B campaign. It is wonderful. And the one she's talking about is this one, where it goes like this. Yeah, I would say it because it reflects back to it. Engel L's. Have you seen it? What's the holidays without, right? Without J&B, Engel L's. They do wonderful stuff, and sometimes that's a play on word, a pun, but there is a reference back to letter. Usually the letter inspired is more the shape, but that one works as well. So can you picture a letter ad in your head already? Something? And if your client happens to have a letter that you can use in the name, you can make that part of the layout. So we have tires, we have donuts, there's a million other things. If you can think of that are circular, okay. Or things that are vertical, things that you don't think about. They're there all the time. And they say, okay, well, let me use the shape of the product and make the ad around that. It's very visually memorable. Okay, the next type of ad is a split ad. It could be split in any number of many ways. This one has a visual on the left and the text on the right. It could be split by the fact that it's reversed on one side and not reversed on the other, like this one. It's just, it could be split in thirds. It doesn't have to be equally split, but you can see there are divisions in the end. So let's say you have a right and a left, a good and a bad, or a morning and a night, or whatever it is. Split the id. If you have two distinct different products, split them in some way, and it makes it very easy to recognize. I mean, look how wonderful it is. Catch a lunch break. A lunch pass this week is one side, and the other side, be a winner before the racing starts. So you have a lunch pass and being a winner. They're not related, but they work together. One half could be reversed. Doesn't have to be reversed. One half was photographed. The other half was illustration. But the idea that they're different makes it very interesting. So sometimes things that you want to compare or you want to show different things, different sides to things, split the id. So now we have Mondrian, right, boxes, you know, different size boxes. You have multi-panel, equal size boxes, things in multi-panel. What else do you have? Frame. Everybody could see it, right? You could see frame. All type, you know what that looks like. Letter inspired, you could do it either type or layout or both. You have a split id. Picture window is what? Big picture. Headline, big headline is giant type in the headline. Here's special effect. It's also split. It could be both. But it has a little tear in it. A special effect could be anything like, let's say at a restaurant. Okay? And you wanted to do something with a special effect. Here's a great offer you could sink your teeth into, and there's little bite marks on the corner. Right? Right? Take a bite at a crime. Remember that campaign? There was a bite mark. That's a special effect. Could be anything. This one is where the page is torn and there's a split with a visual on the reverse side and a screen back background on the other side. And here's another special effect where you have a little panel, a little bar on the side with confetti that has a little curved edge to it. Alamos Today Fiesta. Here's another special effect, Our Promise. And what does it show? Somebody bending over backwards. You know that no one can do that. I mean, people can, but not the way they're bent. Look at his elbow. So I mean, you know immediately. So that's a special effect. And is that effective?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could this also be letter inspired? And if so, what letter? What letter? Could be an R, could be an N, but you can see a letter. So in looking at this, it's a special effect and a letter, and some of them are both. It's also a picture window. It's a huge visual. It could be several.
Are pop-up ads considered special?
Yes, pop-up ads are special effects. The Camel cigarette, the Joe, yes. Those are pop-up and they're special effects. Costly. Now here's one where there's no copy. Have you seen these ads? They're usually in magazines for Nautica, and if you don't know what the product is, you have like no idea what's happening. But am I right? Like, okay, what was that? There's a snow scene. There's people running. What are they doing? I mean, I don't get this. But if you're the product shopper and you're the consumer for this product, you'd get it. Nike, what have they reduced down to now?
Check.
A check. But 5 years ago, if they did it, would you get it? No. Now you get it. So they don't even need copy. So you now can do all visual and just the name of the product. Tommy Hilfiger. If you look at some of the other fashion ads, you're nodding. Mm-hmm. Guess Jeans, right? A lot of times they don't even show the product. They just say the name of it and that's it. Okay, spot color. What is spot color? Spot color.
Certain elements.
Yeah, there's color, usually one color in one or two places in the ad, done for effect. Remember we said where is the emphasis? Here it's over here in the headline and here underneath except the phone. Anytime you have spot color, it's for emphasis, but that's another type of layout where you choose to use spot color somewhere. So that's another thing you could do. So you have spot color, you have multi-panel, you have alphabet, big type, split design, spot color. Now here's all color, but this one would be spot color. There's color just on the bottom. And some of the guest jeans do that where there's just the red. Then there's cartoon. There's something creepy going on, the rent monster. And there's some kind of a cartoon going on. It could be any kind of a cartoon that's been drawn. This one is another cartoon. It's illustration in a cartoon fashion, so that's another layout. Oh, I think we'll use a cartoon. Give me a character that's been used, a cartoon character that's been used in ads.
MetLife.
Wow, you guys are fast. MetLife, Snoopy, Garfield, Embassy Suites. The cartoon is being used. So now you know how you could use a cartoon. Now here's another one. This one is called... Tell me if you can figure out what this is. It's similar to a cartoon. Anybody read the comics? It's called a comic strip ad. It's a cartoon effect with multi-panel, and it looks like a comic strip. So you could combine your cartoon and your multi-panel, and you have a comic strip ad. Now look at this. Celebrate the San Diego 70th birthday. And what is the snake doing? The snake comes along, he eats the birthday cake, and now he has a big square tummy. And it's a cartoon, but it's a comic strip. So that's something else you can do with that particular layout. This one is called Picture Caption. Remember I said if you have a lot of products, you can do multi-panel? But you don't have to just do multi-panel. You can also do where you have like product caption, product caption, product caption on anything. It could be for travel. You have all these different destinations. This one was for the United States Post Office, all the places they deliver. What other type of client would do well with picture caption, picture caption? Can you think of anything else that has a lot of little things that you want to see? Catalogs do picture caption a lot. So you might have a client that needs just a lot of stuff and you don't want it to look like a circus, but you want to show a lot of products, you want to organize it. So you show the product, a little caption. These are easy fixes. You're in a rush, you don't have any time, you have to do it, you have to hurry. You can't do this stuff in a rush. The only way you can is if you have a picture in your mind of a whole catalog of different types of layouts. And when you go to number 17, you have 17 layouts in your head, you don't even know it. They're up there forever. If I said to you, okay, letter inspired, you have 10 different pictures in your head. You can see it. That's what you want to do. You want to have a picture in your head. So when you sit down, you go, okay, which of my clients would benefit from this type of layout? So you could do a frame. You could do a split. I could do multi-panel. Maybe I'll do picture caption. I think I'll do a comic strip. And you know now that you don't have to sit and labor over what this is going to look like. You have some place to begin. So you have, in minutes, you can develop something. Let me show you another type of campaign, and I'm going to have you break into groups. Teaser campaign. Now, does anyone know what a teaser campaign is?
Yeah.
What does it do? Yes, it says something and you wonder what it's trying to say. There was a campaign that did this. Ha, 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 ha. And it continued until the whole page was ha, 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 ha. And you still didn't know. This is about 2 months of ha, ha, ha. Finally, the last ad was ha, 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 ha. Laugh all the way to the bank, play the lotto. And that's a teaser campaign. Let me show you another teaser campaign that's extremely powerful. And you don't know what it is till it's finished being revealed. So we have what? A cat and a dog. Right? A Doberman and a tabby. And then we have... two Dobermans and one cat. Now watch the cat's head. The cat just looks at the new dog every time a new dog comes in. Okay, so we have two dogs and the cat. Now, what do we have? Three dogs and the cat. And the cat's now facing the third dog behind him. Now we have, and we still don't know what it is, six dogs around this poor cat. And the cat looks up and he's just forlorn. He's like, I'm in trouble and I know it. And the product is, every cat could use a few extra lives, introducing recycled Jaguar paper. So the concept here is the poor cat's sitting there like, and one of the dog's tongues is hanging out, ready to lick the cat. Now that teaser campaign is so powerful because you don't know what it is. It rewards the reader because you followed it. And at the end, the poor cat is like, I'm out of here. And he could use a few extra lives just about now. So you see how powerful this image is. Another thing you can do for your layouts is a blind headline. Now, if you do a blind headline, nobody gets it until they read the product. Now, if you don't know what The Economist is and you're not reading the Wall Street Journal, it's a financial publication, somebody knows. So, or you can wing it is the headline. But if you don't know what it's about, you don't get it. But what does it mean? You can read The Economist or you can wing it. See? That's why it's blind. Not everyone gets it unless they know what it is. Blind headlines are hard to produce. They're not that easy to do. You can also do what's called a stacked headline, where your images are, or your copy is stacked. His store had 6 owners, 4 cash registers, 3 bait and beer refrigerators, 2 new floors, 61 post office boxes, 5 screen doors, 39 members of the Spit and Whittle Club, 4 delivery trucks, 43 voting booths, 77 benefit sales, 3 minor fires, and 1 payphone. So what is it saying? And the payphone had endurance, right? And they had all these things, but the payphone stood by through all of it. Another stacked headline you could do reversed. This is a restaurant. You still haven't been to the best Austrian-German restaurant in town? And that's it. There's no visual. It's just the headline stacked. That's all it is, a stacked headline. Now, it doesn't have to be big. It could be small. That's the difference between a big headline and the stacked headline. Because the big headline could be stacked, and the stacked headline could be big, but they don't have to be. You can have a little, you know, itty-bitty type on a stacked headline, and that works. So on the stacked headline, the nice thing about that is you can list things that need to be listed. You can do itty-bitty ads in a series, 4 ads in the same publication instead of a big one. The New York Times, if you read it, does it. So you have a little one like this, Green Thumb, Seascape. So instead of thinking of a big ad, do a bunch of them. Innerwear, showing fashion. They want to show entertainment. Entertainment. And many others in the series. So in your ads like this, these are ads in a series, and these all run in the same publication. In addition to this, another type of ad is called a strip ad. And it goes like that. Now, what kind of products could go in a strip ad? What's a product that can either go vertically or horizontally in a strip? Can anybody think of anything that could either go this way? And I know you can. Think of things that go on the floor. What kinds of things go on the floor?
Carpet.
Shoes. So you could do feet. You could do rolls of carpet horizontally. What else could go horizontal?
Crawling babies.
Right. What else could go on the carpet this way?
Insects,
bugs, horse racing. You see, so a horizontal strip ad is very powerful because it lends itself to something going vertically, horizontally on the floor. What could go vertically? What kinds of products could go vertically? Like this, a strip up and down.
Vertical blinds.
What else?
Ladders.
What else?
Toothbrushes.
Lamps. Rockets. Rockets. Lamps. How about ice cream cones? How about the ice cream place with all the flavors stacked one on top of the other? How about a deli with all the meats stacked one on the other? You see?
A waterfall
could be going cascading down for a beautiful beach in Jamaica. A waterfall cascading vertically. Perfect. You start to think now, say, what clients do I have am I working with that would really benefit from a vertical ad? And it has power because it doesn't look like what? Most of the other ads. It's a different shape. So it commands attention from the page. It has the first thing on the list, stopping power. Right? Then the other thing you could have is a double truck, which is two, one side by side, that is not a full page double truck. You could do a strip double truck. So therefore, you can get the benefit of the power of two pages without having to pay for two pages. So the strip double truck gives you the impact of a double page without paying for it.